morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with Robin. Hi, Robin.
Hey.
You sound happy this morning.
It everything was going really, really good until about 2 seconds ago.
Yep. Well, that happens. So, trying to get ready is in a big hurry, and, you know, it doesn't always work out the way we want it to. So I couldn't get the some information printed out that I needed for the show. My printer seems to be on the fritz right now. I've been doing a little looking at this as far as this solar storm, this solar flare that hit the country this week. And I've been working with disruptions all week on the computer, things that I'm trying to get ads ready for the, you know, for the upcoming magazine and get information to our designer, and working with a database trying to get some information to DNR that we've got for bucks, bears, stags. And it's just been, it's been pretty rough this week, you know.
Mine's just pure stupidity on my part.
Well, the computer's just giving me fits, and I don't know if it's Wi-Fi interruptions or what. I'm just having so many issues with that, but it is what it is. But we are here on the air. We hope everyone out there in radio land is listening and hearing us, and you know, we'll take care of any little minor issues we have during the first break. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You don't sound happy about that.
Mm.
No?
Okay.
All right.
I'm okay.
Well, we're on the air. Whatever you got to share, you got to share with everybody.
I just seem to have lost my mind this morning. Twice, I drink water, right?
Yeah.
I have a Coke in the morning for caffeine because I don't drink coffee.
Right.
And twice this morning, I have poured my Coke into my water. It's like I have just, there's a connection's not working somewhere.
It's a solar storm.
It's not a solar storm. It's just old age and too much on my mind.
There's a lot on our minds right now, isn't there? But that's the way it goes. That's life. We got to just keep pushing through. It's all we can do. So we're here to talk to the folks out there that are listening and talk to you, and I get it. So tell me what you wanted to lead off with today, your topic.
We're going to do this in both hours, okay, because in case somebody comes in the second hour. In 59 years of life, I've had poison ivy twice, or poison, whatever kind of poison it is, okay?
Oak ivy sumac.
Okay.
Could be anything.
Right. The dog gave it to me because, you know, it's Robin's not out there trumping around the woods.
Okay. I think they know that.
Yeah, I know. My daughter always says, you know, Alan finally figured out you lied to him all along. Anyway, I want to know what you all do for it. I'm doing the calamine lotion, okay?
Right.
I think the last time I had it, I was pulling a drunk out of an accident on the side of the road. Back in about 2005.
Okay.
So
you want to share any details with that story?
Oh, he just went off the road, and I was the first person there, and I had medical training, so I pulled over to help.
Right.
Alan. Oh.
Sorry.
No, he's changing buttons, and he was screaming in my ears.
I can't hear you.
Sometimes it's better not to hear me.
Got it. Well, okay. Since you brought it up.
Anyway, I had myself and a midwife who pulled over with me that I knew, and we both ended up with poison ivy. He was trying to kill himself because his girlfriend had broken up with him, got drunk, and ran his car into a tree on purpose.
Okay.
Anyway, so he got out of the car. He wrecked. He lived. He did all right. We had both had poison ivy for him.
Well, okay, but you got to clear that up for me a little bit.
Oh, what?
Did you walk into the woods?
Oh, yeah.
Was the poison ivy around the tree? Okay.
We just went through whatever we had to get to the car.
How far into how deep into it was it?
It was about 30 feet.
Car length in there?
At least a car length.
Yeah. So did you see the accident?
Oh, he went right by us and did it right in front of us.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah,
so
we stopped in case he needed something. And my mic is super low, according to John B.
Super low?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll turn you up. There you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
John, if that's better, let me know.
There you go.
And we appreciate it, believe me, because it's appreciated.
Well, you're talking quietly as well. I mean, you really are.
Okay. I try to project better.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was all good. He ended up with bruises and scrapes, and we ended up with poison ivy and cellulitis and a tick
bite.
Nice.
A tick bite, all the above, right?
Yeah, but you just had to get to him. You didn't care back then.
Right,
you know?
Exactly, yeah.
You just wanted to make sure he was all right. Yeah, he went right, it was like the two of us were riding down the road.
Yeah.
He actually went in the middle of us so that one of us had to swerve over, like down the yellow line.
So he was reckless. He was just, he was intent
mad.
On crashing into
He was some, mad, drunk, and upset.
And
suicidal.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you rescued the guy.
We just stayed there to make sure he was stable till rescue. We didn't move him because you don't want to move somebody.
Right.
Unless there's a fire or something.
I got it.
So.
Well, anyway, you got poison ivy. So you said all that to say.
I got cream for it because it got so bad that time from the doctor. This is not that bad, but it is driving me insane. So what do you all do for it besides calamine lotion?
So what do you do to treat it or avoid it?
No, not avoid it. Avoid it, I know, leaves a 3, let it be, leaves a 5, let it thrive. Or don't touch your dog, one of the two.
Well, there's more to it, that, though, too.
Those are the ones I know.
Do you know about the hairy vine, do
yes.
not climb?
Do not yeah. climb, yes.
Okay. So there's all kinds of little things to remember that, you know, that there's poison out there.
Do you see me climbing hairy or non-hairy vines?
No, I don't see you climbing any vines, but...
Captain Don's on hold.
Okay, we'll talk to Captain Don here in a second. But I had a friend that got a very bad case of it because he had one of those hairy vines in his way when he was getting in his tree stand, and he went and pulled it off, and the results were not good for him. So I've had poison. When I was a kid, when we were fishing, I guess I went to go to the bathroom, and I went and picked the wrong patch of weeds, and I had poison from head to toe, and I remember it.
I've seen it in people's lungs on x-rays.
Really?
They get it from burning.
Yes, you can get it from burning. It's an oil that's in the leaves, and that the dog can rub against it. Totally innocently, the dog won't get it because of the fur, but it'll rub against you.
And she did it on purpose. I know she did.
Well, you know, she probably has reason. Let's talk to Captain Don. Good morning, Don.
Poison ivy.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it.
Late at night, while you're creeping, poison ivy comes to creep.
I love that song.
I'm good, man. That's great.
Oh, I love
it. So,
well, yes, we are calling. We were listening online when you opened the show.
Yep.
But now we're getting ready to. We're about a mile from the Chesapeake Bay Bridge and Tunnel.
Oh man.
We launched out of the Kickapee.
Right.
State Park. Yeah.
Right.
Where's that? I don't know.
So we're going out for some cobia, redfish, maybe a striper or two. And,
cobia, redfish. Yeah. There's some. I've been told this. If you fish around the pilings and fish around some of the buoys there, there's a fish down there called a spade fish. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes. They were talking about it up at the bait shop.
Yeah, and they're pretty good eating from what I understand. They look like a big angelfish.
Uh-huh.
Called a spade fish because of the shape of a spade shovel and or the symbol on your playing cards. And I think that's also on the bucket list for me. Cobia spade fish sounds.
Like a tautog down there.
Not right there.
Not there.
No. Tautog is more on the wrecks and so forth. I'm sure there's tautog and sheep's head around the pilings and so forth. But
Yep, we heard that too.
Yep.
So we're with Dawson.
Okay.
His friend Allie. Dawson is a young man who's quite the hunter.
Okay.
That's sick of deer. I couldn't get him to send that picture over to you.
Dawson, get that picture over. We want you in the record book if it's that good.
So. Yeah, he's quite the angler and the hunter. Yeah, he's over Blackwater quite often, and his friend Allie, they a good pair. They like to fish and crab together. Young.
That's cool.
Fine young folks.
That's good.
That's nice.
That's good to hear that.
And we have Uncle Kenny. Captain Kenny's with us.
Hi, Captain Kenny.
Hi, Kenny. I love Kenny.
I said hi.
Yeah, buddy.
I just want to. say hi and try to keep cool this week. It's nice out here right now.
Good.
A little bit of a breeze blowing, and we're getting ready to put in.
It's a little cooler down that way. It's about 7 or 8 degrees. It's going to be 7 or 8 degrees cooler today down that way where you are than we are right here. So hopefully you'll enjoy it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and
if we do anything.
Yeah, that'd be great. Love to see pictures of those.
Too.
Yep. So enjoy your day, buddy. Thanks for checking in.
Have a nice weekend. Okay.
You too, man.
Online seems to be working fine. Online's working fine.
Good.
Hey, Captain Don, can you hear me or am I still low?
Yes, I can hear you. Yep.
Okay. Good.
Yep. It sounds like you're in the background, though.
Uh oh.
So I'm still a little low.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll turn her up just a tad more. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Don.
Poison Ivy.
You're going to have me singing that all day. I love that song.
Hey, don't catch any out there.
No.
Poison Ivy, that is. See ya.
Good luck today.
Have fun. Oh, man. See, that's what I love about this show. You get calls from people who are actually on the water doing what we want them to do, which is fishing and crabbing. You know, get calls from people who are going crabbing in the morning, you know, or, you know, pulling line. I talked to a friend of mine who's got a commercial license. He's a he's out there this morning. He left at 1 o'clock this morning. He's pulling 6,000 feet of trot line to help, you know, help out the part-time income. And I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. So, you know, Bob, if you're listening, which I don't know if he is or not, but we'll see. I'll hear later whether he was or not. So, you know, there's people out there doing their thing this early in the morning, and we love it. And that's, like I said, that's part of what the appeal of this show. You know, guys are on their way to the deer stand, the duck blind, whatever that might be. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. That is how you get in touch with us. Next weekend, we'll be giving away fishing tackle. Tackle Box Tim checked in last night, wanted to know if it was this week or next week, but it's this week, or next week, so we'll make sure that...
say that again.
It's next week. We're giving away the fishing tackle on June 30th from High Tide Tackle, Tackle Box Tim Sherman has supplied that. So, but let's talk about fish and tackle. I got a call from a friend who wants to spend about $80 to buy a rod and reel combination to do some general, you know, stream fishing, river fishing, pond fishing, that type of thing. And he called me and said, you know, what can I look for at Clyde's? And I gave him a couple of suggestions. I said, you know, I just bought a combo for my grandson. I bought a Pfluger President Series fishing reel. I didn't hook it up with a Pfluger rod. I did hook it up, though, with a Berkeley Lightning Rod, which better suited the application. But, you know, Pfluger, Shakespeare, rods and reels, ugly sticks, pen spinning reels, St. Croix fishing rods, if you're looking to upgrade your tackle, all available at Clyde Sports Shop. Get that reel filled with fresh line while you're there, or take yours in, take your spools in, and get them filled up. Clyde's is great. They got everything for fishing and crabbing. They've got Browning firearms, guns, and ammunition. Live and frozen bait, plus minnows, of course, fishing licenses, rod repairs, all kinds of terminal tackle and lures for every kind of fishing, including striped bass when they come back in season, circle hooks, bucktails, umbrellas, and parachutes as well. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, that phone number 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. Been around since 1957, doing it right. Website, ClydesFishingGear.com. So I ask this question every week. Do you have a beautiful fireplace in your house that you never use? You know, you don't want to cut the wood. You don't want to stack the wood. You don't want to deal with the wood. You don't want to burn the wood. Well, so the fireplace sits there not being used year-round. We did too, but we fixed it. We went to see Hearth America at Backyard Billy's right there in Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected a gas fireplace insert. The model number is EX35, made by a company called Enviro. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, they did the installation top to bottom. They have provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service, and we both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and you should act now before the fall rush. You can also select, if you prefer, a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Step into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the future cold weather. It'll be here sooner than you think. Visit, believe it or not, in this kind of heat, right? Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, the phone number 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's Route 26 West Liberty Road, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, Gulf shrimp, snow crab legs, and Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good crabs, and good times. Only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex at Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe and then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me why you're leaving me.
I'm good to you.
Don't I warn you when you're getting fat? Ain't I gonna take you fishing with me someday? Well, a man can't love a woman more than that. Ain't I always nice to your kid sister? Don't I take her driving every night? So sit here at my feet, 'cause I like you when you're sweet. And you know it ain't feminine to fight.
Right.
So
All right. Perfect, perfect song, Aaron, for talking about Backyard Billy's Throw Another Log on the Fire.
Yes, it was.
Right, Robin?
Perfect. I finally figured out what you were, didn't I, last night?
What I was?
You're left-brained.
Yeah, I am left-brained, no question.
You are definitely left-brained.
Yep. Speaking of left-brain, right-brain, the brown stuff in the red can is Coca-Cola. It goes in the white styrofoam cup. The clear stuff in the plastic bottle is water. It goes in the
Yeti.
It goes in the insulated mug.
Okay. Thank you.
So I'm left brain. How did you figure this out?
Anybody who has never seen her.
Yeah.
Jean with a two N's and an E. Okay. Robertson. Watch her. Don't Let Men Go Grocery Shopping. And that is Alan. I never realized what it was, and I finally can now understand you better. It gave me a new understanding of you.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I am very complex.
That's not complex.
What
it's
you
very
mean?
Literal.
Yeah, I am literal. No question.
You don't use your imagination. You.
Yep.
It is. I mean, I've done it before. I'll send Alan something. And if I don't crop out these little itty-bitty pictures down in the corners, he'll think that's what I want also. It has to be just one thing on the picture. So if you listen to her, Don't Let Men Go Grocery Shopping, you will totally understand.
That's true. Yep.
In fact, you can listen to any of her motivational comedy stuff, and she is, I sit here and laugh for hours. I mean, I could just sit here and just crack up. My 80-some-year-old mother said she was standing in the kitchen absolutely just laughing her head off by herself.
Got it. We got a text from our buddy John B.
Uh-huh.
One of my first times squirrel hunting with my older brother. He pointed out a very large, hairy vine way up on the side of this huge oak tree and said it was a squirrel. He said, take the shot. I did. He said, he's still there. Try again. I did. He laughed so hard and said, congratulations, you just got yourself a poison ivy vine.
Oh, your brother had some things in common with my sister.
That's true. Why is it unwise to share secrets with a clock? Joe asks that question. Why is it unwise to share your secrets with a clock? You and the clock in the room, and you're telling your secrets. Why is it unwise to do that? Because?
I know there's got to be something I can come up with, and I can't.
Time will tell.
Oh, God.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate that
thanks,
one.
Thanks, Joe.
That's a good one. Oh, we love our listeners. We do, we do. And, you know, it's very interesting, social media. I sent out a request on social media the other day for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Said, hey, we're looking for a cover picture. And I put a few pictures on there that we've never run in the magazine. And said, we're looking for, you know, whitetail or sick of deer with a bow or muzzleloader, you know, bear, anything, you know, apropos to the early fall. And, boy, the response was overwhelming. And we're very appreciative to our readers and the folks that that do that. People send us pictures of great big giant bucks and beautiful sika deer and kids, you know, with in various stages of showing their trophy and that type of thing. So we're greatly appreciative of that. Maryland Hunting Quarterly working on the fall issue right now. So, Aaron, did we say welcome to you this morning? I don't know that we did.
I've lost track.
I'm not sure or not, but good morning.
Good morning. We launched right into it. We launched right into it.
Yeah, we were kind of, I was really off. I was off kilter at that moment.
And I was struggling with the computer, as I mentioned, so we came in a little bit late. I know it gives you a heartburn when we don't check in a little early. Checked in with Aaron about 5 o'clock. But as long as the machine's working fine, we're going to be here. And that's all.
It doesn't always work fine, but majority of the times lately it has really been working well.
That's true.
Aaron, I just sent you that video just for fun. You get to look at when you get a break or something.
There you go.
I'll check
anyway,
it out for sure. Sure.
You will understand Alan better.
410-922-6680. Really nice tackle package. We did put that on our Facebook page, the Outdoorsman Facebook page, didn't we? That display of tackle. We posted that, right?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. So if you want to see what the tackle package looks like, it's a very colorful bass fishing tackle package, and you can check that out. We hope that somebody that's listening today happens to wind up with that. So what I was trying to print out was the email that I received the other day from 2A Maryland. John Jossen just does an absolute superb job of getting that information out, you know, updated information daily, twice a day if he has to. He was very busy when, you know, the New York decision on concealed carry came down, even busier when Governor Hogan, you know, announced that the changes to Maryland's handgun procedures and so forth. And, he's staying up to date on everything that has to do with, you know, firearms in Maryland. The company is 2A Maryland that John runs, and, you know, he encourages people to join the NRA. He encourages any every day or every couple of days he sends out an update, a news release. I sincerely invite you to subscribe to that newsletter. I was looking for a word there. So let me see what the latest is. Quite a lot of information in there about handgun carry permits and HQLs, how the different states react, and some of the things that you need to know, common mistakes permit applicants are making and how to avoid them. And let me tell you just how this went. We have a firearms dealer friend who's a authorized measure for bucks, bears, stags up in Allegheny County. He owns a Savage Firearms and Training and Frostburg. And John, I talked to him the other day. We're going to be up there in August. And he said the first day that New York was overturned, the first day Hogan announced the changes to Maryland's firearms, you know, the changes that were made in the carry permit, part of our regulations here in Maryland, he received 400 phone calls the first day, which I believe was a Friday, 500 phone calls, or Thursday, 500 phone calls on Friday, and booked their classes all the way through September in 2 days once that happened. So people are very interested in getting their concealed carry permits here in Maryland because, let's face it, we've got a lot of crime in our urban centers here, no question. All you have to do is tune in the news, and, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. And you hear about it every day, all day long. Let's talk to Dale in Easton. Morning, Dale.
Good morning. Robin, you have my deepest sympathy.
Thank you, Dale.
I've had a couple of instances where it's, shall we say, almost unbearable. There is a product that I used as a child called Aveeno. You put it in the bathtub and you soak.
Yes, it's still around. It
looks like oatmeal, and that helps some.
I might try that this afternoon.
Yeah, you might want to give that a shot, but it's it helps some, but it's not going to time will tell.
Yeah,
that's the cure. I'm dying to scratch it.
Yeah, that. You know, the oil, you know, if you're out in the woods and you knowingly or unknowingly happen to walk through it, you're going to get it when you take your boots off. You're going to get it when you put your pants in the laundry, or change into your street clothes or something like that. If that oil is on there, it's oil. It remains. Okay.
Right.
And, nothing breaks it down except, I guess, you know, soapy water or, you know, if you want to wash in Dawn detergent or something like that, that might
happen. I finally learned that whenever I was out in the woods, when I would come back, I would carefully disrobe and make sure I washed thoroughly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Very thoroughly.
Yes, indeed.
But it's hell on wheels. Excuse the French.
And some people are more sensitive to it than others, you know.
Yes.
So
like I said, I've only had it twice. Both times it got really bad, so that's the reason I'm being very careful. But the first time I was 15, and my parents decided it was on my toes. But they had to cut my shoes, the toes out of my shoes, so it didn't bother me while I was at school. So I'm walking around with sneakers on with no toes in them on this one foot. It was like, you know, can you do anything else to a 15-year-old to absolutely, you know, humiliate her in high school?
Well, you're making a fashion statement, Robin.
Exactly.
I wasn't the kind of person that made fashion statements. I was the kind of person people made fun of.
Alan, here's a $64 question, though. Which is worse, a bad case of poison ivy or a bad case of chiggers?
I can attest to both. I can't remember the poison ivy that well, although I know I had it head to toe, literally head to toe, when I was a kid. We were fishing on the Juniata River, and I got into some of it. And, you know, when you scratch early, you spread it. So apparently I scratched everywhere you can imagine, and it was, that was bad. Chiggers, I've had chiggers on both legs, both arms. I think I counted 300 little bites and so forth. Chiggers is worse. Chiggers is far worse. So, yes.
I think you're going from one degree of hell to another.
Uh-huh, yep.
When you...
The chigger infestation was crazy. So, anyway. Yeah, it was crazy. But there were also numerous tick bites with that. I think I picked 7 ticks off of me in that whole encounter.
That's not a good thing.
No.
Chiggers are bad enough, but the ticks are quite another story.
Right.
Quite another story. So.
Indeed. All right, buddy. Well, have a great day.
My apologies for not getting up and down with you, but it's been a little up and down here. So
I got it.
If you get a chance, can you watch the internet somewhere, YouTube or something there at your house?
What again, Robin? I can't quite hear you.
Can you all watch YouTube at your house?
Yeah, I think so.
If you get a chance, watch that woman, and I'll have Alan send you the name, Jean Robinson. Don't send a man to a grocery store. You and Marilyn will laugh yourselves crazy over.
Okay.
I'm telling you, you got to watch it together. It's really funny.
Oh, okay. We'll do that. Well, I appreciate that.
You got it.
All right. Well, Alan, good luck. Robin, I hope it ends quickly.
Me too. Thank you.
We're going to be right up the street from you today, measuring deer up there at Tuckahoe River Deer Processing. You know where that is?
Yeah.
Stop by and say hello if you get a chance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Troy Trivets, please.
That's the Trivets farm.
Yep, it is.
Okay.
Yep.
Good enough. Alan, y'all take care.
See you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Easy.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. Marilyn. So, Tony is on hold. Let's talk to Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Hello, Alan.
Hello. What's going on?
How you doing, Robin?
Doing good. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I have a question, and I just tuned in just a few minutes ago. So I know it's probably like beating a dead horse. I'm sure you talk about it quite often, and this is the first time I've had the chance to tune into you.
Got it.
In a couple months, but I've been listening to you for years, and I love the show. But this is the first time I've actually called you guys.
Okay.
Cool. Welcome. Thank you for calling.
So, since the Supreme Court
made
their ruling on the Second Amendment, what exactly does that mean in Maryland?
Well, what it means is that concealed carry permits or wear and carry permits are not as restricted as they had been. And people are, to own a handgun, you have to, if you bought it before O'Malley laws went into effect, you don't need a HQL. But if you want to take it, you've got to have a HQL as a handgun qualification. Okay, so if you want to carry your handgun, you have to have a HQL and a carry permit. But what's changed is
what is the HQL?
handgun qualifying license.
Okay.
HQL. Okay. So here's, I was getting ready to read that when you called. People are making mistakes on their permit applications. Some applicants are experiencing delays because they were unaware of or misinformed regarding the following. HQL training is not valid for a permit to wear and carry a handgun. People will say, well, I got my HQL. Well, that's not a carry permit, okay? HQL training is valid for up to 3 years before an HQL application is filed. Source is the MSP advisory, and then there's a number there. HQL, handgun qualification license, and fingerprints are not valid for wear and carry permit applications. Fingerprints, there's a limited period of time to submit the application after printing. HQLs are not required to apply for a permit to wear and carry a handgun.
So the HQL is just a qualification that gets you there because that's a requirement before you can get your
concealed carry. However, carry permit training is valid for HQL, for a handgun qualification license. If you're applying for a permit to carry but also want an HQL, wait until you have the permit and then request the HQL.
So you can get your concealed carry permit prior to getting your HQL.
Right. Correct. Correct. I would strongly advise.
I thought you were saying that the HQL was a prerequisite of getting.
It's not a prerequisite.
Should it be a prerequisite?
No.
Okay.
No. So here's what I would invite our listeners to do. My email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. If you send me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, I will send you this email from John Jocelyn, 2A Maryland. I will forward it to you. And then I would ask that you subscribe to 2A Maryland. If you don't want to send me an email, just go to 2A Maryland and subscribe yourself. Okay. And you will find the answers to every single question that you have about firearms laws, qualification license, carry permit. John breaks it all down because, like I said, he does a magnificent job. I'm going to try and get him to be a guest on the show. I know he's been inundated here lately, but I will.
That would be great.
Yep.
Okay, so your email is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Yep, and just put...
Outdoors with an S.
S, outdoors with an S, correct. Yep.
Okay.
Okay?
I will send you an email as soon as I can finish up today.
All right, I appreciate that. Thanks, Tony.
I appreciate it, and I hope you guys go for many more years. You do a great job.
Indeed.
Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. We're going to take our second break here.
Everybody, hold on. We got three people on hold.
We have three people on hold, but we definitely need to do a break here. So I took a bow up to Cypress Creek Archery in Millington, and Harry up there put my accessories on it, and you know, he got it, got me shooting on the range pretty darn good. And they do carry a lot of the different bows. They carry Matthews, of course. They carry Hoyt. My bow happened to be a particular bow. One of the parts needed a little work, so we ordered a part, and it's in. I've got to go back and have that installed. They carry, you know, every accessory you could imagine, and we just and PSE as well. They carry PSE bows and crossbows. So if you're looking for a bow, a crossbow, you need a good tuning on your bow, or you need some accessories, I recommend that you stop by Cypress Creek Archery in Millington, Maryland, 32732719 Cypress Road, right through the center of town, 410-928-3871, 410-928-3871. Website is cypresscreekarchery.com. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. You'll be satisfied with their work, just like I am. How about that? So, Spurry's Tire Service. They came up in conversation yesterday when I was having my tires rotated at the dealership after getting an oil change. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, is just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, any make or model. And I will tell you, the next time I need tires, which is soon, within the next 10,000 miles, Spurry's Tire Service will be installing my new tires. You know what? Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors to lawnmowers and wheelbarrows. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair. If your air conditioner goes up in this heat, they can diagnose the problem, and they can fill your air conditioner unit in your car. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, Maryland, at 410-822-7384. 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. And we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's Route 26 West Liberty Road, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, Gulf shrimp, snow crab legs, and Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good crabs, and good times. Only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free, raised in the woods so he knew every tree, killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
You know who Davy Crockett reminds me of? Glenn in Chestertown. Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Hi, Glenn, how you doing?
Hey, Alan, Robin, how you all doing?
Good. What's going on?
That's good. Not a whole lot.
Yeah. Staying cool?
Yep.
Yep, that's good. That's good. It's brutal out there, man, if you got to be out in it, you know?
Yeah, there's, of course, Kent County Fair is going on.
Yeah, so it's
Thursday today. And they were supposed to have been a tractor pull there today, but they canceled it.
Because of the heat?
I guess.
Wow. Wow, that's something.
That, yeah, I talked to one of the pullers happened to stop by, and he saw me and he told me that it was canceled, and then I called one of the other guys that I thought he was the head of it. He said that the majority of the pullers are kind of peeved at the guy.
Yeah, I would be. I mean, there's money on the line, you know, and you guys, look, these guys put a lot of time and expense into these tractors to get them working right, you know, and there's a lot of maintenance and there's a lot of travel time and that type of thing, and you just kind of pull it out and go, forget it. I mean, I'd be mad at the promoter too. I would be. So,
yeah.
Well, hopefully they're going to be able to reschedule, you know.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because next Saturday is, Delaware State Fair one. So.
Yeah, Delaware State Fair is
really?
Going. Yeah, Delaware State Fair is going on.
It's always hot at the Delaware State Fair. Every year that I remember it, it's miserable.
So. Well, thanks for the update, Glenn. We've got some callers, and we're running out of time here, unfortunately. Right, but
take care.
All right, buddy.
Have a super day. Stay cool.
God bless you all.
God bless you. Thank you, Glenn. Let's talk to Roy in Dundalk. Good morning, Roy.
Morning, Roy.
Morning, kids. How are you?
Yeah, we're good.
Hanging in there.
I tell you a fast poison ivy story.
Okay.
I was raised on a farm in Everett, PA.
Everett? My old stomping grounds. My old stomping grounds.
Yeah, we had like 3 million chickens and a bunch of other stuff. Anyway, I could never get poison ivy because I was told I ate the leaves on the tomato plants when I was little. And that kind of built up a community against poison ivy. It's kind of crazy, I know, but...
I know, but I like that.
Well, Robin will Google that. If you eat tomato plant leaves, can you get poison ivy?
I will Google that.
Yep. Anyway, have a great weekend. Stay cool, man.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Thank you so much. See you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
Very good, very good. All right, let's see. I know that we have Bruce in Baltimore City, but we're going to have to take our last break, so... hit it there, Aaron, and come back to me, please.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-2722. 557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m., and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Oh, that's me. Hey, look, it's summertime. It's hot as the hinges of hell out there. But, you know, we're going to have some days and we're going to have some evenings and some weekends when you can get together with family and friends in your backyard, and Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor furniture and patio furniture, too. Tables and chairs, those Adirondack chairs. They've got about 300 in stock at all times to choose from. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find gym sets. You'll find tiki bars. You'll find storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. They offer free to set up and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's, they've got a huge showroom, no question about it. Check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas, too. Visit the great freestanding deck umbrella. Great idea for this hot and sunny weather. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, any theme or budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Backyardbillies.com is a website, 410-827-4500. Call 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look great. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bed liner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, stay cool, and come back in the next hour to find out what I found out about tomato plant leaves.